Hafaday, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
He's talking about the preaching and people opening up God's Word, that you would hold fast to that, you would embrace the good teachings of God's Word.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Herron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Herron with today's message.
Some of this material, for many of you, might be familiar. We've had what we call Foundations class and walked through with a number of folks that have joined our church, and I've done this in a small setting in my office. I don't think I've done this actually in a group setting like this is our church, and about every few years, I think it's good to kind of reestablish who and what we are and define some terms, and so maybe be reaffirmation to some, maybe new material for others, but I think it's important. I'm going to tell you why it's important, because it's good to define terms. Let me read to you the backside of this book. The book is titled Eats, Shoots, and Leaves. It says the zero tolerance approach to punctuation. I picked this book up, I read the back of it, caught my attention, I read a few pages in it, and then I didn't read the rest of the book to be quite candid with you, but how many of you read this book? I think some of our educators have read this book. This is what the backside of the book, in the flyleaf, this is what it says. A panda walks into a cafe, orders a sandwich. Now you got to stay with this, okay? You got to put your brain on, okay? Engage your brain right now, okay? A panda walks into a cafe, orders a sandwich, eats it, then draws a gun and fires two shots in the air. Why? Asks the confused waiter as the panda makes towards the exit. The panda produces a badly punctuated wildlife manual and tosses it over his shoulder. I'm a panda, he says at the door. Look it up. The waiter turns to the relevant entry and sure enough finds an explanation. Quote, panda, large black and white bear-like mammal, comma, native to China, period, eats, comma, shoots, and leaves. The whole book is based on punctuation, and this is the title of the book. The whole point of the book is, if you don't use punctuation right, as they state, so punctuation really does matter, even it is only occasionally a matter of life and death, because they're simply stating that if you look at it one way, this panda bear is going into a restaurant, and just as it says, it ate and then it shot a gun and then leaves. But the fact is, what he's really meaning is it's a panda bear that does eat, shoots, and leaves. Its diet is, okay, you got me. You understand what I'm saying, okay? You say, well, Pastor, that's like a book. I know, but here's the difficulty. If you don't define terms in your own life related to really what you believe, because if you don't know really what you believe, you will fall for anything. Someone comes along and they're really nice and they're from this nice church and, you know, you like them. And they do a lot of nice things for you, and then even got the Bible and they got other writings, but if you don't define, you're going to have a difficulty and you're going to be as off as what this book is stating about punctuation. The problem is you're going to end up doing it about life and what you believe. It is not necessarily what people say. It's what they don't say that you have to be careful about. For example, how many of you got the new Yellow Pages? You got your new phone book, okay? I think I got about 15 of them right now. Just keep coming and showing up, and I want to make sure I got a phone book. I opened up one page of the phone book. Now, this didn't cover all the pages. I think there's about four pages. We have an island of 150,000 people, and there are more churches to choose from on Anwar and Little Island. This is just one little island of 150,000 people. And you can go to different towns and different cities and different large metropolitan areas, and you can find page after page after page of just churches, all kinds of churches. And some of them have different ads that would define who they are. Some of them have no definitions. And you have everything across the board. Now, you could end up saying, well, you know, what happened in Jesus' day? They didn't have yellow pages in Jesus' day. I don't think they did. So how did they know what church should I go to, what not? They didn't have the luxury of some of you that you need to go out on an island and look up a phone book. How that looks good. You tried it, well, and then you, and that's why it's incredibly important for you to be able to know, really, it's not as what's said, it's what's not said. And that's why I want to simply define what sometimes we don't always say, but you need to be able to know, and know, hey, you know what, is there a scriptural basis for that? We have seminars that come through our island, like lots of different towns have seminars come through the island. How do you know this thing is right or not? How do you know it's true or not? How many of you grew up in a Baptist church? Yeah, I grew up in a Baptist church. All right. How do you know what a Baptist believes? And you could pick as many Baptist churches as you can go down to Cold Stone and make your own ice cream. I like Cold Stone. Anybody feel burdened about taking a pastor and his family to Cold Stone, let me know. I'm happy to go have some counseling time together. Man, it's great. You walk in there, you can pick different types of cream and put it right out there, and then you can put whatever stuff you want in there. And as many varieties as that is, that's about how many varieties you got in Baptist churches. How do you know what Baptist church is right or not? You say, well, why don't we just make it simple? You know, do you love Jesus or not? Amen. If you love Jesus, just right there, okay? And if you don't love Jesus, go over there. That'd be great. But it ain't going to happen. It is not going to happen. That's what motivates me to be able to help you understand that the same motivation that I have is no different than it was in Paul's day. In Paul's day, in multiple cities, there were confused Christians. There were teachings that come along the way. People were, well, this is, you know, a letter from Paul. And then they used the name of Christ. And so this must be true. Fact is, just take one city called Thessalonica. And there was lots of things being said. There was a statement being said that, you know what, the rapture had already taken place. And man, I guess everyone's gone already. We missed it. No, it wasn't gone. And that's why, and let me use this as a jumping off spot, and then I'll rapidly move through this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in the very end of the book, in verse 16, 17, and 18, and it's really not too complicated, but he gives a capsulized Christian virtues for the church. And he says it this way. He really lists some priorities for successful Christian living. He says in verse 16, rejoice evermore. He says, you want to end up as a church, to be fulfilled as a church, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, you need to pray without ceasing. And in a very punctuated, short, staccato style, Paul just clicks off, hey, rejoice, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything gives thanks. He says, don't quench the spirit. Literally, very simply, respond to the prompting and conviction of the Spirit of God. And then notice what he says in verse 20 and 21. Despise not prophesying. Now, what does he mean by that? Despise not prophesying. What is the word despise not? Some of you have different translation. Very simply, he's saying, don't take lightly prophecies. And what is he talking about, prophecies? He's talking about the spoken revelation of God's Word. And when we have the Word of God completed, in what he is saying is, you don't take lightly the speaking of God's Word, which to us would be what? The Bible. This is the revelation of God. This is a revelation of Jesus Christ. He says, don't take that lightly. Then he says, notice, he moves on, verse 21, prove all things. What does he mean by that? What's the word prove mean? Some of you would have the word to test all things. Why does he say that? To give a careful examination of everything, but especially in the context here, to prove all things. When someone is speaking the revelation of Jesus Christ, you need to make sure and prove that and test that. Is that accurate? Then he says, hold fast to that which is good. And in the context, what's he talking about? He's talking about the preaching and people opening up God's word, that you would hold fast to that, you would embrace the good teachings of God's word. And not only that, but he does say in verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. And in the context, he's saying to abstain, to shun and avoid what is wrong teaching. Don't come near it. Now, why was Paul saying that to that church? He was saying it, listen, because he had already ended up dealing with the church saying, listen, there is things that are coming through the church that is not what God is saying. Even if they say that it is Christ, if it doesn't match up with what is being stated, then you need to be careful of it and avoid it, shun it, don't go near it. In my earlier years of becoming a Christian, I was enamored by the most novel things. Something would come along, hey, let's go check this out, man. Sometimes I would go just to be entertained because it's kind of fun watching people. And I would say, what is this? Why is it that it's saying this is the Spirit of God? And then I'm watching people that are like doing gymnastics and thinking, then I would say, well, what are they talking about? Well, they're like, you know, they're controlled by the Spirit of God and they're filled with the Spirit of God. Really? What does that mean? And they're talking in language I'm not understanding. And I'm being told, oh, it's speaking in tongues. Then I come to find out there is really no language to it. It was just like a babbling. And then they were doing gymnastics down the aisles. I'm thinking, it drove me back to go to Scripture and say, you know what? Nowhere in the Bible am I finding people that there's just an unknown language that people are just talking. It's not in the Bible. How can people end up being filled with the Spirit of God and laughing uncontrollably to the point that they're becoming out of control? How can that fit in the context? And then rather than going and saying, you know what, it's certainly not right to be able to go and say, let's just be entertained or mock them, to be able to say, what does the Bible have to say? Because I don't want to end up, I want to prove all things. I want to abstain from all appearance of evil. And I think there's a broader context to that as well, as far as our own all appearances of what's not godly. And now that's why I'm saying in a church setting, it's a good thing to know, is there things that are out there that are not helpful? And some things you can't end up being around. And so, just as it was with punctuation, let me define ourselves very quickly because I think it's a helpful thing. We have taken time defining a church, but you should know what you believe and whom you're believing and why you believe it. The centerpiece is Christ. We happen to choose Harvest Baptist Church because Harvest is who we are, Baptist is what we practice, and church is how we function.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.